Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
Ngatikotamise misoro yedu tinamate.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you availed yet another day to us, and that we can come into the house of the Lord, that we can hear from you. We thank you for that gift of life. And Lord, we know you are still working on us to make us what we ought to be. Otherwise, Lord, if you were done with us, we would have left this world. So we are coming here knowing, since you are working on us, it means we are not yet perfect. And Lord, Heavenly Father, we are looking forward to you to be helping us so that we attain that level of perfection that you want out of us. Lord, I want to commit this time into your hands that you can come. If we gather and you are not here, we are gathering in vain. Lord, and we pray, may we see you. May you come and take over everything. Lord, Heavenly Father, the preaching of the word and the hearing of it. I want to commit, Lord, Heavenly Father, my precious brothers and sisters and myself as well. That, Lord, Heavenly Father, may you wrap us, Lord, Heavenly Father, in your divine love.
Amen.
We pray as we commit ourselves into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated a bit. I want to greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Certainly a pleasure to be here. Amen.
Amen.
We are normally not here during Sundays.
Kazhinji sondo tinenge tisiri pano.
I'm really surprised to see how the church is overflowing.
Ndirikushamisika zvikuru kuti church iri kuzara nekupfurira.
We are just used to be with the saints there in classes.
Isuta jaira vatsvene vashoma vanongozadza class tiri kunze uko.
And you almost can tell who is sitting where.
Uku tinokwanisa kutoziva kuti nanga akagara papi.
The one who did not come, you can tell by name.
Unokwanisa kutoziva nezita kuti ngana haana kuuya.
Amen.
Amen.
But here, I think it's almost impossible.
Asi ndofunga pano zvinenge zvakatoti ome.
Amen.
Amen.
It's possible that somebody can take advantage of the crowd and actually disappear and not noted that you are not here.
Zvinotokwanisika kuti mumwe anotora mukana wekuwanda kwatakaita otoregera kutouya kuchechi pasina anotomboziziva.
Amen.
Amen.
But we appreciate the Lord.
Asi tinotenda Ishe.
I am from here.
Ini ndiri mwana wepano.
For those probably who always come on Sundays, who also don't come midweek, we always miss each other.
Pamwe kune vamwe vasinga wanzouya musuwe vanowanzouya musuwe sondo asi vasingazouya chitatu nechishanu saka hatiwanzoonana.
I repented here.
Ndakatendeuka pano.
As a young man.
Ndichiri mujaya.
I got into courtship.
Ndikatanga kufambidzana nemusikana wangu pano.
Announced in April 29,
1995. Tikaziviswa musi wa 29 April muna 1995.
And we went into courtship and everything.
Tikafambidzana nemusikana wangu tikaita zvese.
I waited here.
Ndikachata pano.
Was appointed a deacon, elected a deacon here.
Ndikasarudzwa kuve mudeacon pano.
Served 10 years here.
Ndikaive mudeacon kwemakore 10.
Until we then went away to help the brothers out there.
Ndikazoenda hangu kunobatsira hama dziri kunze uko.
Zvano ndirikutaurira waya vatinopesana waya kuti ting.
Just a background to those who normally we don't normally meet.
Amen.
Amen.
Kuzvarogona kuzofunga kuti murume anongo uya tichingoona achibuda munhu akaita sei panapa.
They might think, who is this guy who always absent from church and we don't always meet.
Amen.
Amen.
I was requested to just come and share with the brothers.
Ndakumbirwa kuti ndingoyazo goverana nehama service ino.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just have a few scriptures. We just talk over the scriptures and then we can go home.
ndine magwaro mashoma tichangokurukura pamusoro pemagwaro iwayo tobva tadzokera hedu kudzimba dzedu.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
At one time my wife was telling me, you preach in English, you go into English, Shona, English, Shona.
Ndzimai wangu akachidza kuti munoparidza nechirungu muchienda kushona, muparidza nechirungu muchienda kushona.
Can you not preach just in English?
Hamukwanisa here kungoparidza nechirungu chete.
Praise the Lord. And I was, you know, I told you that sometimes, you know, you want to say it in the way you feel, just so that people really understand what you mean.
Samwe dzimengwa unoda kunyatsozvinonongodza nemutauro wauri kunyatsonzwa kuti vanhu apa vazvibata.
Sometimes English you will not capture it exactly.
Dzimengwa nemutauro wechirungu haunyatso haumboona kunge wanyatsobuditsa zvauda kutaura.
So you go back to your comfort zone.
Saka unodzokera kururimi rwamai rwawakajaira.
So I'm sure you bear with me as well.
Saka ndotenda kuti muchatsungirira neni.
You know, kumanyika, you know, chirungu nechishona zvakada kufanana.
You know, to the manyikas, English and shona, it's just one language.
Ndotoroti ndirikuenda kuschool.
You can say ndirikuenda kuschool.
Already unenge watosanganisa chirungu nechishona.
So you have mixed shona and English when you are manyika.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka munongoitawo mwoyo murefu bichana.
So please just bear with me.
If you don't mind, you can stand to your feet so that we can just read the scripture. Luke 2.
Ngati sumukei tiverenge gwaro kuna Ruka chitsauko 2.
Nokuigirewo kwaziso kubva kuDawendeyo.
I'm bringing greetings from Dawendeyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Makasunungukawo kupota muchitishanyira.
You are free to visit us in Dawendeyo.
We are just 63 kilometers away from Harare.
Makilomita 63 chete kubva muHarare.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter 2.
Ruka chitsauko 2.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
Zvino namazuva iwayo chirevo chakaitwa naKesari Augusto kuti nyika yose inyorwe mazita kuti vazobhadhara mutero.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
Uku kubhadharwa kwemutero kwaive kwekutanga kwakaitwa Kuronisiosi ari mubati weSyria.
And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
Vanhu vose vakaenda kundonyorwa mazita vabhadhare mutero.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
Na Josephawo wakabva Galilea muguta reNazareta akaenda Judea kuguta raDavidi rinonzi Bethlehem, nokuti waiva weimba yaDavidi norudzwi rwake.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Kuti vabhadhare mutero iye nemudzimai wake Maria wakanga ave nemimba.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Zvino vakati varipo mazuva okuzvara kwaMaria akasvika.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Akazvara dangwe rake mwanakomana akamuputira nemicheka akamuvanzarika muchidyiro chezvipfuyo.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Zvino kwakanga kuna vafudzi munyika iyo vaigara vachirinda mapoka avo.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid.
Mutumwa washe akamira nawo nokubwinya kwashe kukavakomba vakatya nokutya kukuru.
And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Ipapo mutumwa akati kwavari, musatya, nokuti tarirai ndinokuparidzirai mashoko omufaro mukuru uchava wavanhu vose.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Nekuti nhasi mazvarirwa muguta raDhavhidhi muponesi ndiye Kristu Ishe.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Ichi ndicho chichava chiratidzo kwamuri. Muchandowana rushiye mwana uyu wakaputirwa nemicheka ruvete muchidyiro chezvipfuwo.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
ipapo kamwe kamwe kwakavapo pamwe chete nomutumwa vazhinji vehondo yekudenga vachirumbidza Mwari vachiti,
glory to God in the highest and on earth peace goodwill toward men.
Mwari ngarumbidzwe kumusoro-soro norugare ngaruve navanhu vaanofarira.
And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Zvino vatumwa vakati vabva kwavari vaenda kudenga vafudzi vakataurana vachiti, ngatiende hedu Bethlehema tindoona chinhu ichi chakaitwa chatakaziviswa naShe.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Ipapo vakakurumidza kuenda vakawana Maria naJosefa nemwana avete muchidyiro chezvipfuwo.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
Vakati vaona vakazivisa kose shoko ravakanga vaudzwa romwana uyu.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Vose vakanzwa vakashamiswa nezvavakaudzwa navafudzi.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Asi Maria vakachengeta mashoko iwayo ose achiafungisisa mumwoyo make.
And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as was told unto them.
Zvino vafudzi vakadzokera kwakare vachikudza nokurumbidza Mwari pamusoro pezvose zvavakanzwa nezvavakaona sezvavakanga vaudzwa.
Ishe waropafadze kuringwa kweshoko ravo, tigarisiri pasi.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ndanga ndakanganwa pa CV yandanga ndichataura iya kuti ndakanga ndiri Sunday school teacher pana.
I'd forgotten on my CV that I was also a Sunday school teacher here.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Fara kuona wafundisi, Brother Janeiro, Brother Chasi.
I'm glad to see the ministers, Pastor Janeiro and Pastor Chasi.
Shewa kuitire zvakanaka.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. For a short time,
kwenguva diki,
we want to talk about musoro unoti.
We want to talk pamusoro pe,
so that it might be fulfilled.
Kuti zvizadzikiswe.
Amen. So that it might be fulfilled.
Kuti zvizadzikiswe.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says our names were written in the Lamb's book of life before the world began.
Bhaibheri rinoti mazita edu akanyorwa mubhuku regwayana reupenyu nyika ino isati yane nheyo.
God did not just write the names and forgot about you and only remembered the names.
Mwari haana kungonyora mazita aya ndobva vazokanganwa nezvako ndobva vazongotiwo pai ndokurangarira zita rako.
He has got every detail about all his children.
Mwari vanokwanisa kudonongodzwa chimwe nechimwe pamusoro pemwana wavo wose.
Every detail about his sons and his daughters.
Vanokwanisa kunyatsodongonodza chimwe nechimwe chese pamusoro pamwanakomana nemwanasikana wavo.
He can tell you at whatever stage.
Vanokwanisa kukuudza chero pane danho ripi.
About his son and about his daughter.
Pamusoro pemwanakomana wavo kana mwanasikana
wake. God is not starting to do things.
Mwari havasi kuvamba.
His word was forever established.
Shoko ravo rakagadzwa nekusingaperi.
Before the foundations of the world.
Nyika ino isati yavambwa.
Time is now just rolling out the events of things which were done already.
Nguva ndiyo iri kungobhedhenura zvinhu yezvinhu zvanga zvakatorongwa kare.
And God knows the end from the beginning.
Mwari vanoziva magumo kubva pamavambo.
As we get surprised when we see things manifesting.
Isu tinovhundutswa kana tikaona zvinhu zvichiitika.
We get surprised when things we see things happening. But God is not surprised. God knows what is going to happen to you next week. He knows what is going to happen to you next month. He knows what is going to happen to you even in the next 3 hours. The Bible says your hairs are even numbered. Will he have an interest in a specific hair of your head? What about the food that you eat? What about the place that you stay? What about the wife that you marry? If he has interest in just a strand of hair, which when you go to the barber, you know, it is just cut and you don't even want to see it. But God knows the number of the hair. That you don't
have number 17 of your hair.
He knows that. That's how much he has interest. How much detail he cares about you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is shown in the way even when Jesus Christ came. The detail which the Bible talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, everything about him, the Bible was saying it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we know we are Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And we are supposed to be like him. Praise the Lord. So it means what happens to him, we are just following him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, prophecy tells you about what is going to happen. It's not the prophecy which causes the things to happen. Prophecy is telling you about things which were already programmed that they are going to happen. Not that because it has been prophesied, then it is going to happen. A prophet or someone who is prophesying is just telling what is going to happen. If I tell you that if you go in Julius Nyerere at a certain place, there's a bus standing there. It's not what I say which creates the bus. But I'm telling you because the bus is there. So prophecy just talks about what is already going to happen. It's already there. When Brother Branham was still a child, he was told, you are going to live near a town called New Albany. That prophecy was just telling him because those things were already lined up. They were going to happen. If the prophecy was not said, Brother Branham was still going to live in that place.
Brother Branham,
amen.
Amen.
So God has already written these things in his word. Amen.
Amen.
But it's not written in the word as we have a collection like in this Bible. Some things are here, but some things are not written here. But the fact that they are not compiled in this specific Bible, it doesn't mean it's not scripture to us. Even if it is not written, but it is written by God somewhere where we don't see, we still believe that it is scripture to us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So God has written all these things somewhere, but some things they were then compiled into this Bible.
Asi zvimwe zvinhu zvakazorongwa kuti rizova Bhaibheri.
There are certain verses where it is written, you know, this thing is it not written in the book of Jasha?
Pane mamwe mavhesi anotaura kuti zvinhu izvi hazvina kunyorwa here mubhuku raJasha.
But if you look in this Bible, there is no Jasha here.
Asi ukatsvaga mabhuku emubhaibheri hamuna bhuku raJasha.
But if you go to Israel, there are scrolls about Jasha.
Asi ukaenda kuIsraeri kune mabhuku aJasha.
But those who compiled this specific Bible,
asi vakaronga bhaibheri iri,
God did not inspire them to include the book of Jasha.
Mwari havana kuvafemera kuti vaise bhuku raJasha
Bible. But the book of Jasha is there.
Asi bhuku raJasha ririko.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And there are things which are not even written there, which I'm saying, as long as God has those things for us somewhere, to us we believe is still the word of God.
Kunyange kune zvimwe zvinhu zvisimo mubhuku raJasha iroro, asi zvina Mwari kune
imwe. The Bible says in John 21 verse 25.
Bible rinotaura muna John 21 verse 25.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did.
Hanzi kune zvimwe zvinhu zvakawanda zvakaitwa naJesu Kristu.
Which if they should be written everyone.
Kuti dai zvose zvakanyorwa chimwe nechimwe.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
And there are also many other things which Jesus did.
Kune zvimwe zvinhu zvizhinji zvakaitwa naJesu.
The which if they should be written everyone,
kuti kana dai zvainyorwa chimwe nechimwe,
I suppose that even the whole world could not contain the book.
Ndinoti kunyange nenyika yose haingagona kutakura
mabhuku. That should be written.
Mabhuku ose aizonyorwa.
You know, so Jesus did many things.
Jesu akaita zvinhu
zvakawanda. Those things were written about him by God.
Zvinhu izvi zvakanyorwa pamusoro pake naMwari.
But they were not included in what was put in this compilation.
Asi hazvimo mune iri Bhaibheri
rati. And the verse is saying, if all those things would have been written,
and the verse iri kuti dai zvinhu zvose izvi zvakanyorwa,
we would not have enough volumes of books to contain.
Tanga tisingazokwanise kuisa mumabhuku ekuti taikwanisa kuzvinyora.
But even those things which were not written, which Jesus did,
kunyange zvimwe zvinhu zvakaitwa naJesu zvisina kunyorwa,
it's still scripture to us.
Achiri magwaro kwatiri.
The word of God to us.
Richiri shoko raMwari kwatiri.
God selected certain people.
Mwari vakasanangura vamwe vanhu.
And wrote about their lives.
Vakanyora pamusoro peupenyu hwavo.
In the Bible.
MuBhaibheri.
God knows you just as well as he knows each of those publicly written people.
Mwari vanotokuzivawo iwewe. Sekazivire kavanoita avo vakanyora mazita muBhaibheri.
You know, we are told that, you know, God declared his first Bible was the zodiac.
Tak, Mari Bible rava rekutanga ranga riri nyeredzi dzemudenga.
And if you look at the stars,
iwo ukatarisa kunyeredzi dzekudenga,
they have got different levels of glory or brightness.
Dzine zvinyero zvakasiyana dzekubwinya kwadzo kana kupenya kwadzo.
Some if you look,
ukatarisa dzimwe nyeredzi,
you can hardly notice.
Unotoita kunge inototi inotonetsa kuona.
And yet God knows about them.
Asi Mwari anotoiziva nyeredzi.
Some when you look,
dzimwe nyeredzi ukatarisa,
you can literally count. One,
unokwanisa kutoverenga kuti 1 2 3 4
depending on the brightness.
Zvichienderana nekupenya kwayo.
And this is just also the way it reflects on his children here.
Handi ndo zvimwe chete izvo zvinoita kuvana vavo.
There are stars.
Pane nyeredzi
which are people.
Zvinova vanhu.
With the different levels of glory or brightness.
Zvine zviyero zvakasiyana zvokubwinya kana
kupenya. In the world,
munyika,
you find soccer stars.
Unoona zvinonzi vatambi vekuru vakuru vezvenhabvu.
Amen. Pop stars.
Uona vane mukurumbira wezvekuimba.
It's a star.
Inyeredzi iyoyo.
Fallen star.
Nyeredzi yakawa.
But it's a star.
Asi nyeredzi zvakadaro.
There are other stars.
Kune dzimwe nyeredzi.
Who don't have that level of glory like the ones that are being talked about.
Vasina kubwinya kusvika pachiyero chiava vari kutaurwa.
But they are stars.
Asi tichingori nyeredzi zvakadaro.
We also have stars of God.
Tine nyeredzi dzaMwari.
Stars like Ezekiel.
Nyeredzi dzakafanana naEzekiel.
Like Isaiah.
NaIsaiah.
You know, all those big stars which God then took.
Nyeredzi huru dzakatorwa naMwari.
Then they were written about in this compilation.
Zikanyorwa muBhaibheri ratinaro.
Some of the stars,
dzimenyeredzi,
without that level of illuminance,
dzisina chiyero ichi chekubwinya,
like you and me. We are still stars. God knows about us. He still has details about, in the same way he had details about Isaiah. But if God would have written about each and every one of us, the way he did for Isaiah, how would we even handle that Bible? Because when he would take, you know, the life of Brother Mtwira here, and it started from when he was born, whatever he did, the mischief or no mischief or whatever he did, you know, it will be a very big chapter or chapters about it. Then we start adding yours. So you see, that Bible, you would not even be able to read it. But we are saying, those details are there somewhere. About you and about me. God knows about it. In the spoken word, early spiritual experiences.
520713.
Brother Branham related a story there.
Brother Branham vakataura imwe nyaya.
For an incident.
Kana chime chiitiko.
When he met an astrologer.
Pavakasangana nemuverengi wenyeredzi.
Amen. And that astrologer was talking to him.
Zvino astrologer we aitaura
na. He was not even yet a believer himself.
Brother Branham wanga asati vatove mitsendi pachavo.
And this woman was trying to talk to him. And he was in a bus, you know, he says the bus was full and he was not sitting, he was even standing. And this astrologer was sitting. And he looked at this man. Then he started, you know, trying to get a conversation with him. And Brother Branham was not interested. So he was trying to cut whatever this woman was saying. Says, and one day, I think paragraph 22.
I want to paragraph 22.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, we could just go, I'm sure. And one day while I was watching, I was going up on the bus and I was standing there. And I always was subject to spirits. I felt a strange feeling. I looked around. Big strong woman sitting there, well dressed. She looked up at me and said, "How do you do?" And good evening. Looked up like that. And she said, "You are lonesome." This woman was starting to describe Brother Branham now. It's like she was discerning him. No, you are lonesome. Aren't you? And I said, "No, ma'am." She said, "Well, you are not at home.
You're at your home."
I said, "As much home as I got." He was trying to he didn't want to acknowledge what this woman was saying. And yet it was true, but he was just trying to cut, you know.
You are feeling
lonely. No, I'm happy. You are not at your home. I'm at home. I said, as much home as I got. She said, "You were born for the West.
I
said, "Say, what are you talking about?" She said, "Maybe I better explain myself." She said, "Are you an officer?" I said, "Conservation." He was a conservation officer. And she said, "Maybe I better explain myself." She said, "I am an astrologist." And I thought, another one of them funny people. I said, "Yes, ma'am," and I just kept looking. I moved up out towards there was a sailor standing right behind me. Like that. The bus was loaded pretty well. I thought it was just a woman wanting to talk. And she said, I would like to talk to you just a few minutes. And I never acted like I heard her. I just kept looking on. You know? And so she said, could I speak to you just a moment? And I thought, that's not gentlemanlike, but I don't want to talk to her. And I waited there. Then she said, say, you, the conservation officer, could I speak to you just a minute? I said, what do you want? She said, could I speak to you just a moment? She said, I thought that was nasty of you to act as a man.
No,
it's like Arukuti Kuruga, Murukita, Tutichi Ganga, I mean, Murukita, Jisingam Potarisil, Murume, Officer Ate Sagada.
And the woman was saying, you are doing contrary to the.
That was nasty of you to act as a man.
Zakaipa kuti mimi
so, just indifferent, you know. And she said, are you a Christian? And I said, no. What's that to you? And she said, well, I just wondered. And she said, did you know you were born under a sign? Oh my, I said, look, lady, I don't want to know nothing about that. I said, not giving you any short answer, I've got a mother at home. And I said, I don't want to know nothing about that. Said, oh, don't be so hard. Well, I don't want to know nothing about that stuff. I said, I know nothing about it. I know nothing about any religious things. And I don't want to know anything about it.
And
I said, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just keep looking on ahead.
He's standing in the bus. Holding on to the bus.
You know, she's talking to her agagara.
Seated on the
so
side.
He was trying to ignore her. Now talking and not even looking at her. So. She said, you shouldn't act like that. And I said, well, I don't mean not to be a gentleman, but look, there's nothing to do with religion. She said, I'm on my road to Chicago. We was on a Greyhound bus. She said, I'm going to see my son, which is a Baptist minister. She said, I work in the White House. Did you know the first thing, did you know this United States and all the astronomy and how they do?
United States name of my astronomer.
I said, I know nothing about it. She said, well, I work in the White House.
White House.
She said, right as you go into the steps of the White House,
there is
an astronomer calendar.
There
is a sailor standing behind you. Ask him if the moon doesn't control the tide.
And
I got sense enough to know that. And she said, well, that's right. And your birth is something. Perhaps I will tell you just exactly when you was born. Will you believe me? I said, you can't do it in the first place.
I
said, oh yes, I can. Let's hear you. You were born on April the 6th at 5 o'clock in the morning.
April 6th na 5 o'clock
in 1909. Tell me, where was she reading those things?
Is it
not in the Bible? It's not in the dictionary. Where was she reading it from? Detail to the hour when he was born. God knows about you. He has things things written about you. You may not know where it is. But that woman, under the influence of a star, she could literally like reading from a script about him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is what also happens to us. Only that we are not that luminary in terms of being a bright star. But God knows about you. He knows where you stay. He knows when you were born. He knows when you are going to die. He knows the number of children that you are going to have. He knows your height. He knows your weight. He knows everything about you. Amen.
Amen.
I remember a few years ago, there was this talk, issue about what was being called the Bible Code. I don't know whether some old timers still remember that. But it became really topical and people were really like discovering, hey, this is something. It had to do with the first five books of Moses. And these scientists, you know, they just took the Bible, the first five books of Moses.
Like just a maze of letters.
You know, the Jews believe that the first five books of Moses, they were so inspired to the extent that space between letters meant something. Space between characters, it meant something. And that's the extent to which they believed the inspiration which was in those books of Moses. And I remember, you know, seeing one of the pages which was then just, you know, displayed. It's just like a page of letters, but it's like verses which are just written. And you know, how many knows what is called crossword puzzle? You could follow certain patterns in that maze of figures of letters. And you could literally see some stories, some information which is written there. And I think I still remember. I don't know whether it was Yishak Rabin who had been assassinated. And you could see it in those books. In the verses, you could see even the
dead.
God knows about you. A detail that you don't even imagine about. When Jesus Christ came, his life was already programmed. He was just living out a life which was already written out. It's like he was just reading from a script. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And everything that he was doing, the Bible would say, so that it would be fulfilled, what was written in the scripture. Let's go to Matthew 1.
Verse 22.
I trust I will not be long. Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
kuti zviitike zvakarehwa naShe nomuromo womuprofita.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child.
Tarira mhandara ichava nemimba.
And shall bring forth a son.
Ichazvara
mwanakomana. And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Vachamutumidza zita rinonzi
Emmanuel. Which being interpreted is God with us.
Kuti kana zvichinge zvadudzirwa zvichanzi Mwari anesu.
The people who gave Jesus the name.
Vanhu vakapa Jesu zita.
Was so that it might be fulfilled.
Zvakaitika kuti zvidzadzise.
Naming him Jesus.
Kumupa zita rekuti Jesu.
Was so that it might be fulfilled.
Zvaitika kuti zvidzadzikise.
There was nothing about the life of Jesus which was just happening nje.
Hapana chinhu zveupenyu hwaJesu Kristo which was happening by accident.
Like just haphazardly.
Zvaingoitika nje.
Everything that he was doing.
Zvese zvavaiita.
There was a script. That was rolling out. That's why he said the son will do nothing except what is revealed or showed to him by the Father. He did not say that he would not do some things. The son will do nothing. Hapana zvimwe zvinhu Jesu zvaimboti hakana zviri zvandinomboitawo ndega asi zvimwe ndozvitangauratidzwa manje kuti
so there's nothing that Jesus will say, no, this I'm doing alone, this is me.
Everything what he was doing, it was what was written about him.
Zvanga zviri zvakanyorwa pamusoro pavo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right. Matthew 2.
Matthew 2.
Verse 23.
Verse 23.
It's just 23, the verse before that.
23.
And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene.
Hanzi, akandogora muguta rinonzi Nazareta, kuti zvakare vanhu vaprofita zviitike kuti uchanzi muNazareta. Amen.
We
thought he had found a place where there was cheap rent.
Maybe
in Nazareth houses were cheap.
Than Galilee, I don't know.
Than Galilee.
In a normal way, the way we think about our lives. You think because, you know, you found a house in Kwazan. And not in
Zvarasekwa.
According to what you understand. It's because the one in Kwazana was cheaper.
Nekuti imba yekwazana yanga yakachipa.
That's what you think.
Ndoza unofunga iwewe.
In the same way you would think.
Nemafungiro mamwe cheteo.
You would think that Jesus. They went to Nazareth because I think in Jerusalem the rent was too high.
Ndofunga vakaenda kuNazareta nokuti kuJerusalem rent yaidhura.
But they went there
asi vakaenda kuNazareta
because it had been written
nekuti zvakanga zvakanyorwa
that he shall be called a Nazarene.
Achanzi muNazareta. Amen.
When Joseph went to Egypt.
Joseph paakaenda Egypt
with Jesus.
Na Jesus.
And now they were coming back. Actually, the going into Egypt. It was also written. Why didn't he run with the child to Syria? Why didn't he go to Saudi Arabia? Why did they go to Egypt? Because it was written that he shall take the child to Egypt. And there was a scripture which said he called his son out of Egypt.
What if they had gone to Zimbabwe?
The scripture would be broken. So he had to go to Egypt. Because it was written in the scriptures that he was supposed to be called out of Egypt. And when they came out of Egypt, going back to their place, when they went to
Egypt,
they came from Bethlehem. When Herod had died,
Herod Afa,
now they were told you can go back.
The
inclination is,
now you are supposed to go back to where you came from.
It means they were supposed to go back to Bethlehem. But there was a scripture which was saying he must be called a Nazarene. He can't be a Nazarene having not stayed in Nazareth. Then God saw, for us to drive him. Joseph was not aware of these things.
Joseph,
and God said, okay, for us to drive him to the right place. What did he do now? When Herod died, his son
Archelaus
stood in his place. Then when Joseph was told,
it's
now Archelaus who is reigning.
Archelaus amambo.
Like his father. So if I go to Bethlehem, we'll be in trouble.
I didn't
drink.
Now let's hide. And they went another way.
And they went to Nazareth. And I forgot to change.
He was thinking he's clever.
He's just falling into the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Things which happen to us, God has determined already. Only that you and me don't know. But God is not surprised. He has your script complete from A to Z. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Matthew 4. Verse 12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee.
Akaenda Galilee.
You know, Jesus and John were related. I would have expected, you know, very reasonable.
What is more reasonable than
is when Jesus heard that John was cast into prison, he went to see the prison officials to try to argue that John must come out. But he hears John has been cast into prison. You have to like a bell for him to then go to
Capernaum.
Amen.
Amen.
He departed into Galilee.
Akaenda Galilee.
And leaving Nazareth,
wakabva Nazareta.
Ipapo, you know, the reason why he was supposed to be in Nazareth,
chikonzero chaifanira kunge ari muNazareta,
had already been accomplished.
Changa chazadzikiswa nechekare.
Dunhu riri rwaide kuti Nazarini ranga ratopo.
Now the name of a Nazarene had now been on him.
Now he was going into the next chapter. He came and dwelt in
Capernaum,
which is upon the sea coast,
Pagungwa,
in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
Zakarewa nomuprofita Isaiah.
So if you wanted to really understand, you know, where would Jesus go and stay?
So can I write down some Jesus to Jesus? I don't know.
I would have thought that I think he was supposed to move straight to Jerusalem, you know.
Jerusalem.
Here he goes to Capernaum.
Capernaum.
To Zebulun and Naphtali.
Ku Zebulun and Naphtali.
Little known town.
Maguta asina mukurumbira.
Why?
Say.
There was a script.
There
was a script about him.
That
it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet saying, the land of
Zebulun
and the land of
Naphtali
by the way of the sea beyond Jordan,
Galilee
of the Gentiles. And the scripture, you know, And
their scripture is so
by
detailed.
By the way of the sea. When you follow this route, look, these are the route, the way by the sea. Beyond Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. So when Jesus went to Zebulun and Naphtali, it was so that it might be fulfilled. People were supposed to see light. And he was the light. You are also a light. Hallelujah. The scripture says that we are the light of the world. So if you are the light of the world, do we put a light so that we put it under a bushel? So you are a light of the world. So that you should go and enlighten somewhere. There is a Naphtali and a Zebulun for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is a Naphtali and a Zebulun for you. Which you are supposed to go and shine. So that them people which dwell in the shadow and the region, shadow of death. Light is sprung up. Then they get saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Chinorumbidzaishe.
Glory to God.
Mari ngavakudzwe.
Matthew 8. Verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled. Which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Saying, himself took our infirmities. And bare our sicknesses. We thought he was healing because he was just feeling sympathetic. Shame.
What must we do? Let's heal them.
No, brother. It was written. He was doing what the scripture was saying about him. Remember, he said, I don't do anything except it be shown me by the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And what happens to Jesus? Happens to us as well. In a smaller measure. But it's happening to us. Amen.
Amen.
We also go and heal the sick. Because he gave the commandment. That we must lay hands on the sick. So when we lay hands on the sick, it's not because, you know,
we are sympathetic.
It's written of us. That we should do that. We are fulfilling scripture. Just like he fulfilled scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Matthew 12.
Matthew 12.
Verse 15.
Nima 15.
But when Jesus knew it,
he
withdrew himself from thence. And great multitudes followed him and healed them. And charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, Neither shall any man hear his voice in the street.
Hakuna munhu uchanzwa izwi rake munzira dzomumusha.
So do you now understand why he was not shouting in the streets?
Saka makuzivisa kuti sei anga singaite mheremhere mumugwagwa.
The scripture said he shall not make noise on the street.
Gwaro riri kuti achazoita mheremhere nemunzira.
Do you understand why he was not striving?
Now makunzwisisa sei anga singarwi?
Because the scripture said he shall not strive.
Nekuti gwaro rakati haangarwi.
Do you understand why he was not crying?
Makunzwisisa sei anga singaite
mhere? The scripture said he shall not cry.
Gwaro rati haangaiti mheremhere.
So when you strive yourself,
saka iwe paunorwa,
is it written of you?
Zvakanyorwa here pamusoro pako kuti urwe?
To strive.
Kuti urwe?
Is it written of you?
Zvakanyorwa pamusoro pako here?
To make noise.
Kuti uite mhere mhere.
Where are you reading?
Uri kuverenga papi?
How readest thou?
Uri kuverenga sei?
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why it is zonzi you must be born again.
Ndosaka gwaro richiti unofanira kuzvarwa patsva.
Because takastrive patati singafani kustrive.
Because takarwa patati safana kurwa.
Takachema patati singafani kuchema.
Takaita mhere mhere where we are not supposed to.
Jesus did not repent.
Yesu haana kutendeuka.
Because all what was written about him he did.
Nekuti zvose zvakanyorwa pamusoro pake akaita.
We repent.
Isi tinotendeuka.
Because all that was written about us we would not have done.
Nekuti zvose zvakanyorwa pamusoro pedu hatina kunge tazviita.
Glory to God.
Mwari ngavakudzwe.
Matthew 6.
Matthew 6.
No, sorry. Matthew 13.
Matthew 13 ndiregererei.
Verse 10.
Verse 10.
And the disciples came and said unto him,
zvino vadzidzi vakauya vakati kwaari,
why speakest thou unto them in parables?
Munotaureiko kwavari nemufananidzo?
Let's go to verse 34.
Ande ku verse 34.
All these things spake Jesus unto the multitudes in parables.
Zvino zvose Jesu vakaudza vanhu vazhinji nemufananidzo.
And without a parable spake he not unto them.
Haana kutaura chinhu kwavari asi achingoita mufananidzo.
That
kuti
it might be fulfilled.
Zvizadzikiswe.
Which was spoken by the prophet.
Zvakarehwa nemuprofita.
Saying,
achiti,
I will open my mouth in parables.
Ndichashamisa muromo wangu nemifananidzo.
I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Ndichataura zvakanga zvakavanzika kubva pakavambwa kwenyika.
Peter and the disciples.
Petro nevadzidzi.
They were really wondering.
Vakanga vachishushikana.
Pese patinoenda kuchurch.
Whenever we go to church.
Ishe paunongotanga kuparidza.
Whenever the Lord starts to preach.
Kwakuine umwe murume anga ine vana vake two.
There was a man who had two sons.
Umwe wacho akati, "Hai, nini ndipei nhaka yangu."
And the other one said, "I know you have kept us inheritance. Give me my inheritance."
No, baba akadai, baba akadai, zvazodai.
And the father tried everything.
Ai koko mari yese apera anga kuda kutoko.
When he was dead, he had finished all his.
Kuti dai adya chikafu chenguruwe dzanga chifide.
And he was about to feed with the.
Ndokubva azodzoka baba akamuona akati, "Oh mwana wangu wadzoka wakaita mabiko."
And the father said, "I'm glad you are back," and he made a feast.
Ishe wakuropa fadze.
God bless you.
Tinosangana mangwana same time.
We will meet tomorrow. God bless you.
This is the
end of our service today.
And the disciples were really saying,
and they were, but it's why is one so
saying?
Why is it, why isn't the Lord really expounding the mystery?
The Bible says, without a parable,
make
he not.
Ahana chimechai paridza.
Kana pasina nyaya kutaura itonyara rake.
If there was no parable to speak, he would not speak.
Amen.
Amen.
Zvikutonho waitonakidzwa kumana.
Kuchitwa Jesus. Really enjoy.
Vanhu vachingoudzwa nyaya.
And people will be hearing the parable.
Zvakadai.
There was a parable.
Zvikazodai.
There was a certain story.
No, Mwari vakuitirei zvakanaka.
May God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The 12,
vadzidzi,
or the 70,
or
kana seven, when they were sent by Jesus,
pavakatumwa naJesu
to preach, to go to preach,
kuti vanoparidza,
vanga vasikutaura ngano,
they were not preaching stories.
Peter was really leading it.
Petro ainyatsokuripunutsa.
The seals You know,
and he was expounding everything. But when they came back to church, and the Lord will give a parable. There was a certain man. And things
happened.
And they were now asking, why? Why? Are you
why don't you really tell it exactly as it is?
The same thing I nyato donongoza kungonanga.
See, it is not air with the shark. Just eat it like that.
Token.
Just lay it like token.
Serpent seed.
Just like that. Why are you saying it in parable? So that it might be fulfilled. What was spoken by the prophet?
Zakatawuru ni mprofita.
Without a parable, speak he nothing.
Pasina mufananidzo hapana chaitaura kwavari.
Amen.
Amen.
So you understand.
Saka muno kwanisa kunzwisisa.
Matthew 21.
Matthew 21.
Verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem,
Vakati
vachiswedera Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage,
vakashika pa Bethphage,
unto the Mount of Olives,
pa gomo remiorivi,
then sent Jesus two disciples,
Jesu akatuma vadzidzi vaviri,
saying unto them,
akati kwavari,
go into the village,
endai kumusha,
over against you,
wakatarisana
nemi, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her.
Pakarepo muchawana mbongoro yakasungirwa ine mhuri yayo.
Loose them.
Mudzisunungure.
And bring them unto me.
Muuye nadzo kwandiri.
And if any man say aught unto you,
kana anina achitaura chinhu kwamuri,
you shall say,
muti,
the Lord hath need of them.
Ishe an unodzida.
And straight away you will send them.
Pakarepo uchadzituma.
All this was
done. Zose zvakaitwa.
That it might be
fulfilled,
which was spoken by the prophet saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, the king cometh, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. The disciples were actually even surprised. They never left Jesus. They were with Jesus every time. And Jesus is commanding them to go to the village. And the way Jesus has related it, it's like Jesus went before and, you know, did all the arrangements and he came back. But the disciples had always been with Jesus. And they are being told, go into the village. You will see an ass that has been tied to a
mucha, mucha yayo,
loose it.
Mudzisunungure.
And bring it.
Muhuya nazo.
If someone asks you, it means Jesus even knew they were going to be asked. If someone asks you, why are you taking this? Tell them, the Lord has need of this. They will let you. And when they went, true to what Jesus said, they saw the ass tied to it. Wherever. And the young one there. And when they were trying to untying to go. Excuse me, gentlemen. Why are you taking this? The Lord has need of them.
Okay.
Alright. We were not even whether they understood which Lord.
This is what
but they let them go. And all that was done because it was written about him. What I'm trying to show you, you know, Jesus is such a, he is the light. Amen.
Amen.
We are just the little stars. And we wanted to understand that this which happened to the light, it also happens to these stars.
Zvino itikawo kune zvinyeredzi duku
izvi. So that we appreciate.
Kuti tikwanise kunzwisisa.
When things happen to us.
Kana zvinhu zvikazoitika kwatiri.
You know, there is a bigger hand somewhere.
Pane ruoko rukuru rwatisingaone.
There is a script somewhere.
Pane gwaro riripo kune
imwe nzvimbo. There is something written about you somewhere.
Pane zvakanyorwa pamusoro pako pane imwe nzvimbo.
Amen.
Amen.
So that you don't strive with your maker.
Kuti iwe usazorwisana.
So that you understand, you know, where to, you know, how to put things in context.
Kuti ukwanise kunzwisisa kuisa zvinhu munzvimbo. Amen.
The God knows all things.
Mwari vanoziva zvinhu zvose.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Matthew 27.
Matthew 27.
I'm trying to rush. I'm seeing the time is already past 12.
Verse 34.
Matthew
27,
verse
34.
We
can go to 33.
And when they were come to a place called Golgotha,
that is
a place of a skull,
vakati vasvika panzvimbo inonzi Gorogota, ndokuti nzvimbo yedehenya,
they gave him vinegar to drink,
vakamupa waini yekuti anwe,
mingled with gall,
yakasanganiswa nenduru,
and when he had tasted thereof,
asi wakati aravira,
he would not drink,
akaramba kunwa,
and they crucified him,
vakamurovera,
and parted his garment,
pamuchinjikwa
vakagovana nguo dzake
pakati pavo vachikanda mijenya,
it might be fulfilled,
kuti zviitike
which was spoken by the prophet,
zvakarehwa nemuprofita,
they parted my garments,
vakagovana nguo dzangu
among them,
pakati pavo,
and upon my vesture did they cast lots,
vakakanda mijenya pamusoro pezo kufuka zvangu,
when they gave him vinegar to drink,
pavakamupa vinegar yekunwa,
you know, there was a scripture in Psalm 69,
pane gwaro mune mapisarena 69,
verse 21, which said, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink,
hanzi munyota yangu vakandipa vinegar kuti ndinwe.
This is what was written,
ndozvanga zvakanyorwa,
before Jesus even came,
Jesu asati ambouya,
there was a scripture which was waiting for him to be given vinegar,
pane gwaro ranga rakamumirira Jesu kuti azopuwa vinegar.
Mazo yanga iriko ndinopitenda kudaro.
I believe there was orange juice in those days.
Vura yanga iriko.
Water was there.
And I'm sure even my sisters angaripo, you know, they were believers who were crying Jesu achichemari.
Hanzvadzi dzanga dziripo, believers crying when Jesus was on the cross.
Mazvano handitsungofamba oni mama vura, you know.
These
you,
days we move.
You think Jesu panga karoerwa pano anga ino my drink.
You think when Jesus was crucified, there was no special water for him to be given?
Somebody could have given him
bonakwa. Pai kona muna angari pai kona utumpo mvura ya abo bonakwa ya mazwao.
But there was a scripture now.
Asipa ime ne gwaro.
Written about him being given vinegar.
Rakanyoro pa msoro pao kunzivacha anuwa vinegar.
And someone had to go with the vinegar.
Pane paifa nange pane muna aitofa na kutakura vinegar.
I don't know whether somebody had literally planned to take vinegar there.
And this week, you know, katonyatso zvironga kuti ndira kunomupa vinegar.
Or it was just somebody, you know, who was I don't know why and how they had carried it.
Uya andizive kuti mbava munhu angangoitakurawo kuti
angaitakure. The soldiers, when Jesus was crying,
Jesu paakanga achichema masoja,
you know, they thought they were just fixing this man.
Vakamunga kuti vari kumbomupfidzisa murume ari pamuchinjiko. May I have water to drink? May I have water to drink?
You know, Munangaru suffer.
You know, he was suffering.
You see how he was scorched.
The prophet
said,
Brotanot,
Jesus suffered so much.
Jesu
water and blood separated. When he was there, standing there, crucified there, he was weak.
Anga sina simba.
He was suffering.
Ari kurwadziwa nekurwadziwa kukuru.
It's not like he was saying, "Ndipe mvura."
May I have water there? Hey, you give me water. No.
He was suffering.
Akanga ari kutambudzika nokutambudzika kukuru. May I have water to drink? I'm thirsty, I need water.
The soldiers wanted to fix him.
Masoja vakati tuda kumupfidzisa.
Wait. Probably somebody angada kumupa mvura kana tibira.
Pamwe somebody wanted to give him water. He said, no, don't give me water.
Took vinegar.
Vatora vinegar. Why some?
Iwa.
Oh, drink vinegar.
Iwa.
Drink.
He even tasted it.
Akatoravira.
The Bible says he tasted it.
The Bible said akaravira.
He would not drink it.
Asa hana kuzoinwa. When things are happening, the chapter has already been fulfilled. The scripture has already been fulfilled.
Amen. Because hatina kuzombonzwa kuzi akazoramba achichema kuti hamuna kuzondipa mvura.
We don't hear anywhere where it said he continued to cry for something to drink. Isn't there anyone with the actual water to drink?
He asked for water. He asked for drink. And he was given
vinegar.
And the scripture was fulfilled.
And God said, done.
It was a countdown of what was written. The Bible says here,
Bible not.
If we can go back to verse 34. Right. Okay, 35. Right. They crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots.
So
what to do with the clothes?
Kuti vaizoitei nenguo dzake.
God did not just leave it to the awachazongoona zvekuita.
God did not mara havana kusiya kuti let it be guesswork.
As long as I was crucified.
He's been crucified.
Awachaona zvekuita nehembe dzacho.
That's the major thing. He's been crucified. The clothes.
It was written what was going to happen to the clothes.
Zvanga zvakanyorwa zvaizoitika kunguo dzaJesu.
They parted his garments. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we were told
takaudzwa
in the last moments of the Lord Jesus Christ,
kuti munguva dzekupedzisira dzeupenyu hwashe Jesu,
verses, scriptures,
magwaro
were being fulfilled with such rapidity,
akanga achizadzikiswa nekukurumidza,
almost every action and statement
and chese chaitika kana chaitaurwa
was to fulfill what was written,
kwaive kuzadzikisa zvanga zvakanyorwa,
whatever he said,
chero zvakataura,
it was fulfilling a scripture.
Zvaikuzadzikisa magwaro.
Whatever was done,
chero zvakaitwa,
aenda kunomubaya,
whoever went to pierce him,
it was written,
zvanga zvakanyorwa,
about it happening,
kuti zvichaitika,
amupa mvura,
whoever gave him water,
amupa vinegar,
whoever gave him vinegar,
it was written,
zvanga zvakanyorwa,
about him being given,
kuti achazvipiwa.
So your life,
saka upenyu hwako,
ndiyo inongoita zvinhu haphazard here?
Is it the one where things happen haphazardly?
Fact yekuti we don't know where it is written.
Nyaya yekuti hatizive pazvakanyorwa.
It doesn't mean then, you know, things are just happening. We don't know. Mwari ngavatongo.
Azvirevi kuti things are happening nemasanga.
Whatever is happening to you, my brother,
chero zviri kuitika kwauri hama,
God is in control.
Mwari ndo vanotonga.
And he knows why he is doing it.
Uye vanoziva chinangwa vari kuzviita.
He has a reason for that.
Vane chikonzero nazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Even where they crucified him,
kunyange pavakamurovera
pamuchinjikwa, and put one thief on the left, the other on the right,
vakaisa mbavha imwe kurudyi imwe kuruboshwe,
about it happening. And that one was going to be saved. It was written. Amen.
Amen.
These things don't just happen.
Eh?
God's children, they are guided by what God has already planned for them. We just fall into the channel. That's why the scripture says, the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered of the Lord. All the footsteps of the righteous, God has ordered them.
You are the one who thinks that my aunt doesn't like me.
You know,
she has chased me away from home.
They are just making things, making you fall into what God has planned for you. You only need to have the right mental attitude to know that all things work together for good. To them that love the Lord. And I love the Lord. And whatever is happening to me is for my good. I may not understand it now. I may not fathom it now. But scripture cannot lie. All things, they work together for good. To them that love the Lord, we are not called to understand. We are not called to reason. When you read the scriptures, you will see there are things which happened there. And what Jesus sometimes said, some of the things which Jesus was saying, and you would wonder, where are these people understanding? Because you yourself reading it now, you don't also even understand. The Greeks came to him. To the disciples. He went to Philip. Says, we've come from Greece. We want to see Jesus. Philip looked at them. He asked them probably a few things.
And
they said, no, we just want to see Jesus. He said, okay, come here. He didn't go to Jesus. He went to Andrew.
So
they said they want to see Jesus. I asked them where they came from. They come from Greece. You know, they don't want to see us. They don't want to see Jesus. Then they went to Jesus. Said, Master, there are people who have come from Greece. They want to see you. They are there. You know, I would have expected, I'm sure even Philip and Andrew also would have expected, say, okay, take them to the boardroom there. I will see them behind there. Okay, tell them I'm coming now, just now. Just a few minutes. After telling him,
verse 23,
then Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies,
abideth the Lord.
But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. One, what do you expect the answer?
People are expecting
answer.
That there are visitors who want to see him.
If the corn of wheat, except the corn of wheat falls into the ground, abide the Lord. But if it dies, bring it forth much. Oh my God!
If you were standing there, you and I,
were you going to understand Jesus?
That's why we are not called
to understand.
Only
believe. Only believe. I don't know how Philip and Andrew, what happened later.
And this is what Philip and Andrew were going to say.
But this is the answer. We may not understand. Because your script, someone is reading for you.
Amen.
Amen. This job that he is applying,
he
is qualified.
Any qualification, yeah.
But according to the script,
he's
supposed to be working for a company which is going to get broke. Where sometimes the pay days are skipped. And here you have even brought a prayer request that you know you want to go attend an interview. But according to what is written about you, this is not your company. And you won't understand it. But that's about you. Amen. You see, these things happen to us. But if we understand how it was happening to Jesus, and you know that we are following in his footsteps, then you start to understand and take things as God is presenting to them. You just make sure it's not just the devil who is just trying to stand in your way. If you rebuke the devil,
Satan.
Yes, Satan, get up of here. Chaka. And still you failed the interview.
Which
means this is not your job.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God knows all about your life.
Amen.
Amen. God knows all about your life. I'm just winding up now to finish. You know, the Bible talks about
Elimelech.
You know, he went to Moab because of the famine that was that had befallen Israel. I believe Elimelech may not have even really understood why he was going there. He may even have gone there against his own better judgment. But in God's script, there was a Ruth who was supposed to be delivered. And Elimelech was not told about it.
Elimelech hana kuzwa pamusoro penyaya
iyi. He went.
Akaenda Moab.
He died.
Akafa.
His two sons died.
Vanakomana vake vaviri vakafa.
And his wife and his two daughters-in-law were now widows.
Zvino varora vake vaviri nemudzimai wake vanga vashirikadzi vose vatatu.
And that's where God was looking at now.
It
was time for the redemption, which was going to type the war of these roots. His plan was now set now. But he did not understand it. So many things happen to us.
We
don't understand them. But God knows about you. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. He will not leave you. He knows. Your footsteps are ordered of him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Joseph did not understand
Joseph
why he was hated by his brethren. Why he went into prison. Why he was forgotten in prison. There was a script about him. Remember Joseph, you know, he he tried to make some deals with this other, the wine, it was the baker or the wine guy?
The wine. Joseph Arangarira akaedza kumboronga dhiri neuyu aitakura mukomi chiafaro.
You know, he interpreted those dreams so correctly.
Akanyatso
precisely.
Dudzira hope izvo kuti vakanyatso kufadzwa nekunyatso donongodza kwakaita.
And those gentlemen, they knew this. You know, you can't get anybody who can do it.
Varume vavira vakatoziva kuti hakuna mumwe mududziri wehope anokunda uyu.
A testimony par excellence.
Ichi chapupu chinodarika zvimwe zvose.
Which you can't forget.
Haumbokwanisa kukanganwa.
And you know, Joseph told him.
Joseph akabva amuudza.
Because you know, that butler, you know, ended up knowing that this man has been accused for something that he did not do.
Zvino murume uyu akazopedzisira akuziva kuti Joseph akanga pomerwa mhosva yanga asina kuita.
We are told.
Tinoziviswa
that out there,
kuti kunze uko,
in the prisons,
kutorongo,
in the inmates,
vari masungwa,
you know, they understand each other's cases very well.
Vanoziva mhosva dzemumwe nemumwe.
They can even tell each other yakwe yashamari inonetsa.
Vanokwanisa kutotaurirana kuti you have got a very big case, my friend. May probably you can. If you want to make it, you might.
So they understand. They tell each other everything. And now when you are
behind bars,
now you
don't have to lie. That they're accusing me of
theft. Just
tell us, it is, guys, I really stole that thing. I am a thief, I stole.
Then they can actually even advise you.
Now, don't speak it in that manner. Now, speak it in this way.
They knew that Joseph was innocent.
Why was that Joseph angas namos?
So the butler, when they went out,
you know, I
knew very well.
I just.
There's a guy there who is not, is innocent.
Joseph ari kutoronga hana mhosva.
And because according to what was written about Joseph,
nekuda kwemaringe nezvanga zvakanyorwa pamusoro paJoseph,
he was supposed to stay there a little longer.
Aifanira kuti garei nguva yakati rebei zvishoma.
And the deal with the butler,
zvino dhiri ravo nemutakuri wekomichi,
was going to be contrary to what was written about him.
Raizopesana nezvanga zvakanyorwa pamusoro pake.
God caused him to forget.
Mwari vakaita kuti murume uyu akanganwe.
2 years he was there.
Makore maviri akagaramo.
And he didn't understand why.
Haana kuzvinzwisisa sei.
Why me?
Sei ini ndiri muno.
You also don't understand.
Newo hauzvinzwisisi.
Why some things happen?
Sei zvimwe zvichiitika.
Why did it happen to me and not to him?
Sei zvaitika kwandiri kwete kuna uyu.
Why me? Why not him?
Sei nini kwete uyu?
Why to him and not me?
Sei kwa ari kwete kwandiri?
Because some things, you know, you actually get into a complex with why am I not being.
Nekuti pane zvimwe zvinotokusvika pakutovhiringika musoro uchitoti sei zvisina
kuita. When it is bad, you are saying why me? Why did not happen to that one?
Kana chakaipa manje wakuti sei kwandiri?
But if it is a good thing, why did it happen to him, not to me? Asi chiri
chakanaka kuti sei hamai yaropafadzwa kudai ndisina kuropafadzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
We may not understand.
Tinogona kusazvinzwisisa.
But as believers,
asi sevatendi,
we have this consolation.
Tine kunyaradzwa uku.
The Lord knows them that are his.
Mwari vanoziva vanhu vari vavo.
The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord.
Tsoka dzemunhu akarurama dzinotungamirwa nazvo.
There is nothing which happens to you by chance.
Hapana chinoitika kwauri setsaona.
God knows what belongs to you.
Mwari vanoziva zviri
zvako. He knows what is good and bad for you.
Vanoziva zvakakunakira nezvakaipa.
He leads you.
Vanokutungamirira.
Appropriately.
Vanokutungamirira zvakaringana.
As believers, this is supposed to be our attitude.
Zvino isu sevatendi ndo anofanira kunge ari maonero edu.
Amen.
Amen.
We do not understand the myriad of things which happen to us.
Hatinzwisisi zvinhu zvakawandisa zvinoitika kwatiri.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tatopedza zvangu.
I finished.
There was a woman.
Paive nemudzimai.
Who was sick.
Airwara.
And Brother Branham went to pray for that woman.
Brother Branham akaenda kunonamatira mudzimai.
She had is in early experiences.
Mu hanzi early experiences.
She had a baby which had died in the children.
Akanga aine mwana anga fira mu.
And the doctors, it was difficult for them to operate because they were saying there is uremic. I don't understand.
Ah, wanana chiremba vanga vachiti zvakauma kuti vaoperate nekuti vaitika kuti nekuda kwezvanga zvaitika zvaiuraya mai nemwana.
Yes. Brother Branham went and prayed for that one.
Brother Branham akaenda kunamatira mudzimai uyu.
And all the tests proved that it was gone.
Tsakurudzo nekunzwerwa kwese vakati ha vese vari kufa.
No. It was okay.
That
condition which was challenging doctors, that it was okay now.
Vakazonzera vakaonati chinano changa chiripo chaikwanisa kuuraya mudzimai
changa chisipo. The doctor said, "No, if it is like this, I think I will discharge him even no."
Nokuti kana zvatodaiyo zvakureva kuti takwanisa kuti vachibuda zvavo muchipatara.
But that woman died.
Asi mudzimai uyu akafa.
And she told her mother, you know, my life is coming to an end.
Go to heaven.
The mother was saying, okay, no, because the mother was thinking she's talking about the life after death when, you know, finally we go to heaven.
And she was saying,
no, I'm going home now. The mother was trying to. What are you saying? And she said, no, my life has come to an end.
Yes, you know that
I am going home. And within 5 minutes, she was gone.
Brother
Branham was told
that
woman died.
That's
when he was praying to God. That's when he said, Lord, you owe me. You owe me. To understand why.
You
owe me. God owing a man. An explanation. This woman, why did she die? And God came down.
Mwariva kaburuka.
Anzi wakambondisiya. Ndichimbo funganya kudaro for some about this, a few weeks.
And then the Lord left me to think like that for my weeks akat.
Then he came. Said, you.
So iwe.
Go and talk to me, ask the mother.
And don't know am I?
Was she not have died? Did she not almost die?
Ana kunge achifaniranga akafa kumashure here uko.
That was when she was supposed to die.
Ndopa aipananga akafa mudzimai uyu.
According to the script.
Zviri maringe negwaro rangu.
When she was supposed to die.
Ndopa aipananga akafa mudzimai uyu.
But I did not allow that to happen.
Asi handina kuzvitendera kuti afe ipapo.
Because she was not ready.
Nekuti anga asina kugadzirira.
And I have given her this time.
Zvino ndakamupa mukana uyu.
That she makes her life right.
Kuti agadzirise upenyu
wake. And now she has made her life right.
Zvino agadzirisa upenyu.
And I take her.
Zvino ndamutora.
And you say I owe you.
What iwe ndokutsanangura kuti sei zvaitika.
And he was even told the incident surrounding when she was supposed to have died, when they were having a picnic and she fell into the water and was
drowning.
She was supposed to have died that
time.
Amen.
Amen.
There are things which happen to us. We may not understand, but God knows. There's an all-seeing eye somewhere. We are just supposed to, you know, be content with His leading. Amen.
Amen.
Everything which is happening to you is written somewhere in God's word. It may not be this Bible that you are holding. Wherever that astrologist was reading from. In those, you know, wherever things are written that way. There is a script for you there.
Pane gwaro rakanyorwa upenyu hwako.
Amen.
Amen.
And God knows about you.
Mwari vanoziva pamusoro pako.
You are supposed to be content with what happened. Unofanira
kungotsikana naizvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
So that it might be fulfilled.
Kuti zviitike kana zvisadzikiswe.
Which was written by the prophet.
Zvakanyorwa nemuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many loves the
Lord?
We can stand to our feet.
Amen.
Amen.
Pane chimbo.
chinonzi